At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Lake Show. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake. The World Junior Championship comes to St. Paul Friday, December 26th through Monday, Friday, December 26th, 2025 through January 5th, 2026. Pat Kelleher is the executive director of USA Hockey and joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pat, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. A fantastic event today out at Mall of America announcing the 50 days out. There was so much excitement. There was so much buzz. I get the feeling people in this town understand just how big this tournament is when it comes to USA Hockey. From your standpoint, how big is it that it gets to be here, that it's on? It is in Minnesota. It is in the state of hockey. What does USA Hockey feel about that?
We are absolutely thrilled. I mean, you know, we don't get the chance to host this event too often, and it is truly the favorite hockey, the annual hockey event for people around our sport. You know, it takes place a great time of the year, right after Christmas, the holidays, New Year, and it's nonstop hockey. You've got the 10 best countries in the world. You get the future superstars of our game are going to be in Minnesota for 2.5 weeks right after Christmas, and it's a big time event. And fortunately, as it's grown, our success in it has grown, and that helps quite a bit too.
Bob Motzko, the head coach, talked a lot about the improvement of U.S.-born hockey players over the past decade and things, and maybe even more, 15 years now. When this team is being selected, how much more difficult is it? And I know that this isn't what you're not selecting it, but speak right to the caliber of these players and just how much better U.S. hockey players have gotten over the past decade.
You know, we've had some incredible players come along for years and years, right? But now I think what it is just we're just deeper all the way across the board. I mean, you know, when our staff's going to be picking and Bob and his staff are going to be picking the players here, you know, hey, there's some guys that are returners from last year that we can pencil in very likely. But then those last, you know, 10 guys in the roster, there's probably 20 guys that can legitimately take those spots. Mm-hmm. So it's a great problem to have. It beats the heck out of the alternative when you're scrounging for a guy or two, right?
Absolutely, yeah, right. It's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to U.S.-born hockey players. Pat Kelleher is the executive director of Minnesota Hockey, of USA Hockey, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pat, the U.S.-Canada game is always going to be a big one. You've seen many of these. For people that don't get it, even at the junior level, this rivalry runs really deep, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, I'm actually, you know, watching our women take on Canada tonight on the NHL Network. But it is. It's the best. And we, you know, it's iron sharpens iron. And we've had some legendary battles at a lot of different events. At World Juniors, we're certainly hoping the way things shake out that maybe we play one another on January 5th in the last game of the whole tournament would be fantastic. Obviously, we're coming in as back-to-back defending champions. And for all of the Wild fans listening, I mean, if they see the highlights of last year's overtime winning goal, they're going to recognize the guy that made an unbelievable pass.
Yeah.
Number eight for your Wild, Zeev Bouyam.
We love him.
I mean, he played in the World Juniors. That's a great example, right? You get a guy played in a year ago. He was playing World Juniors, helped us win. It was an unbelievable player there. And now he's an impact player and making a difference for the Wild.
Yeah. By the way, those medal round packages, you can buy tickets for those now. WorldJuniorsMN26.com if you want to get those medal round packages. We spoke a little bit about Zeev Bouyam and the players that come through here are the NHL's next kind of stars. In your time at USA Hockey, do you have a favorite memory or a favorite, I don't want to say game, but a favorite memory of a player that you looked at, you watched play, and you went, you know what, this kid's going to be something. He's really going to be there.
You know, you see some of these young guys, right? Like we had, put an example, like a Jack Hughes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's for us, it was the 2001 birth year, which Matt Boldy was a part of it, right? And Matt at that time was probably a second line guy on that group. And the first line was guys like Hughes and Caulfield. And now you look at where Matt Boldy is, and he's every bit as star as any of those guys from that group. So, yeah, we've certainly seen different performances. I mean, you go back to, I think, years and years ago. I can't remember the exact year we had in North Dakota. And I think Phil Kessel was 17 years old. He was a as we would call it, a double underager. He could still play in two more World Juniors. And he scored a hat trick, I think, against the Swedes and was just absolutely electric. So you see some of those breakouts. You see some of those guys that have been and around and known that live up to the hype. So I remember Phil back in the day. That was really a legendary performance. And then you go back and really all of our top guys have played in the World Juniors and many have, won gold medals. And we take that forward in other events on our men's side, hopefully another one that comes up in February of this year.
We're pretty excited for that one, too. Absolutely. Does it ever get old for you seeing these kids get to put on the red, white, and blue sweater? Some of them, it's the first time. Some of them have played in international competitions before. But for those guys that get to put on that crest for the first time, and I've talked to you've talked to Billy Guerin and Mike Modano and what it meant to them to put that on, just how that really sank with them. Does it ever get old for you to see that, to see these kids really just look at that jersey and go, this is what all the hard work was for?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's two parts to that, Dave. The one is never put one on myself, but I'm fortunate. My brother Chris, who's the assistant GM of the Wild, he played in 95 in the World Juniors. And, I remember that experience vividly. He was named late to the team. We remember watching on TV and how special that was for not only Chris, but our family. Mm-hmm. And I think of that when I think of these players. Like the players, it's unbelievable. But then we get a chance to meet their families and just how much it means to them. And you think, how much families invest and support in their kids to play hockey and to get to an elite level. It's kind of a great reward and really, I think, emblematic of our organization. It takes a family to put a player on that sort of level. And then when they do get them there and expectations are high, their families are there to support. And ideally, we have a big celebration with all the families after a gold medal game on January 5th next year.
I had no idea that Chris was your brother. I did not know that, Pat.
Breaking news.
So then you're a Wild fan, right?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Track of the Wild. I saw that goal the other night. Thought it was a great goal.
Okay, game yeah. Winner. The game winner. That was the first time I had ever seen a goal go in and count when the net had come off. I've never seen that in all of my years of watching hockey.
Yeah, the Wild will take it for sure.
Yeah, it was fun. Let's stay on that note about Minnesota, because obviously there's other cities in the running each time when the opportunity comes up. What made Minnesota the logical choice for 2026?
Well, I'm almost surprised you even have to ask, Dave.
I mean, I know the answer. I don't know if our audience
exactly.
does.
It's the state of hockey.
Yeah.
We're fortunate. I mean, we had an incredible event in Buffalo, World Juniors in 2018. If those remember, we played an outdoor game against Canada in the Bills football stadium. That was incredible, incredible experience. And, you know, we want to make sure it's a great experience for the players and the facilities at the U, and then, you know, at now Grand Casino are going to be top notch for the athletes mm-hmm. to come there. And then just the genuine passion and love that people in Minnesota have for the game of hockey, it's really, you know, it's unmatched. And that had a lot to do with it. And then, you know, we're blessed with incredible partners. I mentioned the University of Minnesota and obviously mm-hmm. Coach Motzkow leading the team, but then the Wild from Craig Leopold to Matt Maka, obviously Billy Guerin's fairly tight with USA Hockey as well. Just people that really care about our organization, about the sport, and really they want to show off Minnesota and they want to show off St. Paul and Minneapolis, and then, you know, Wendy Blackshaw and Minnesota Sports and Entertainment, like mm-hmm. incredible, incredible partners that know how to get things done. And we're going to put on hopefully a heck of a show on the ice. And I know off the ice and for fans, it's going to be an incredible, incredible experience. And so all those things add up, and we had some tough choices and decisions to make, but at the end of it, we're really, really, really happy to be working with everybody in Minnesota.
It is going to be a really fun tournament. They laid out, Wendy laid out a lot of the plans for everything that's going to go around St. Paul. And it's going to be done right. And that is exciting. Pat Kelleher is the executive director of USA Hockey, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's talk about the other big international tournament that you'd said that you'd talked about. And that is the Olympics in February. Another tournament where you have to put together a roster. And I chat with Billy Guerin the other day, and he said the hardest thing is that there's some really, really good hockey players who are not going to make the Olympic team. And people think, Pat, that, oh, well, they're big hockey players. You know, what do they care? These guys do care, and I think that was very much evident from the Four Nations Cup last year. This absolutely matters to them, the international play, doesn't it?
100%. On the men's side specifically, I obviously was there with our group last year. The Four Nations was an incredible event for hockey, and it was, as I tell everyone, it was great right up until it wasn't great at the very end. But you know what? We had a reception with our families and a lot of players and staff right after that in Boston, and I had unsolicited five guys, Jack Eichel, the Tkachuks, others come up and say, hey, we're getting that gold next year. Like, yeah. we're not gonna be denied. This can't happen again. It was really amazing, and just shows that they're winners. They've been winners all their lives. They're winners at the National Hockey League level, and they want to win internationally. They've won World Juniors. They've won Under 18s with us. We're fortunate. Last year we had a bunch that were over in Sweden and won a gold medal in the men's worlds for the first time in 90 plus years. Yeah. So. You know, when these guys, they don't show up just to hang out. They show up and expect to win. And that's great pressure and expectation to have on our men's team, frankly, on our women's team and on our sled team. I keep saying it out loud. Our plan is to go to Milan and bring back three gold medals, the men, the women at the Olympics, and the sled team at the Paralympics. And we're certainly capable. It's not going to be easy, but that's the plan.
Two of my favorite hockey games that I ever got to see were both Olympics. Was the shootout with Team USA, the men's side, Team USA in Russia, and it was not for a medal, but it was if I remember correctly, it was the first time they had met since, I want to say since 80, but that can't be right. It was the first time it was back in Russia that it was 80. That's what it was. And then the on the women's side, it was the shootout when Lamoureux makes that unbelievable move.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to talk about the women's team for a little bit, because I look up and down that roster for the national tournaments, and every year there's more and more Minnesotans, and but you look at the quality of women's hockey in the past decade. Has it grown faster? I mean, has the skill? Is it me, or has the amount of skill and talent in the women's game grown exponentially the past maybe 10 to 15 years?
You are spot on. I mean, we have our team's playing right now, and it's between periods, one yeah. after one for everybody against
Thank
Canada.
You.
But we have five lines playing tonight, right? Yeah. It's part of our process to select a team to ultimately play in Milan, and we have five forward lines playing tonight. And I look down that roster, and you're like, any of these lines could score goals yeah. or defend. Like it's just deep. We're gonna have some tough decisions on that side too. And frankly, the next group coming behind, it's really talented. I think, again, you go to people in Minnesota know grassroots community youth hockey in Minnesota does so much to develop all players, boys yeah. and girls, and develop players for high school and then on to college and then professional men's or women's hockey. And it's the depth of our programs come from as a result of what people do in communities, certainly all around Minnesota, but all around our country, to give kids an opportunity to play the game, fall in love with it, and hopefully really, really develop ideally for us to be someone that could be on an Olympic team or in a Paralympic sled team.
The next couple months are going to be so much fun for USA Hockey, for international competition. I cannot wait for the World Junior. I cannot wait for the Olympics. Pat, thanks so much for giving us so much time on a Thursday evening and what's been a busy day. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you next time you're in St. Paul.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing a lot of people when we're there in St. Paul and Minneapolis over Christmas time and New Year's.
All right. It's a great place to be around the holidays. Here's a little spoiler. It's always going to be cold. You will always be freezing during that time, which
hockey
you well
weather.
Know. It is hockey weather.
Hockey weather.
Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Pat Kelleher, Executive Director of USA Hockey. I learned something. Did not realize that his brother Chris was an assistant with the Minnesota Wild, who, by the way, are tied 2-2 right now with Carolina. I don't know that people quite, and I shouldn't say I don't know that, because we have a lot of great Minnesota hockey. We have a lot of great hockey fans in Minnesota. And I know that tickets are still on sale, and you go buy your tickets, because you're going to see the best of the best. And it is the idea that it, and Pat talked about this, the idea that it doesn't mean something to these kids at either the junior level or the NHL level is false. And I don't know if you watched, Tubbs, the Four Nations last year. I loved it.
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of it.
And everybody saw the fight. Like, it was awesome, right? I loved the Four Nations. I loved what it did for hockey, and I thought it was a brilliant idea. But it shows you that these guys do care. It means something to wear those colors.
Yeah, and I think there's this misconception, kind of like what you say, when you get to a certain level and you're playing in this, it doesn't really matter. You're just going through the motion. There's a lot of emotionally charged individuals that are playing in that game.
Yeah.
And to say that they don't care, it's a little disingenuous to all the work that they put in.
Yeah, and they do care. They absolutely do. A lot of these players have grown up watching international competition. So it'll be fun. Again, World Junior. I gave the website and now I lost it. WorldJuniorMN26.com, I think. I don't want to get it wrong. But yeah, I mean, go see the tournament. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a really good time, and there are plenty of tickets available. So go watch it in St. Paul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.